name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a beautiful holiday of entrance of the Mother of God, 3 years old, into the temple, but not just into the temple, but into the Holy of Holies, where a first priest, high priest, is able to come in only once a year. And she was brought in with a big process of young maidens with candles and singing psalms, and the angels singing. They went through the whole Jerusalem to get to the Jerusalem temple and the church. And when they got there, the future Mother of God, that she was placed on the first step, and there's 15 steps to go to the Holy of Holies. And when the first priest, the highest priest, in once a year, would be going up, they would be singing psalms at every step that he steps on. But she was put on the first step, and she ran very quickly, 3 years old, imagine that. She went very quickly to the 15 steps to go all the way to the Holy of Holies. And there the priest that was there, Zacharias, he had brought her in right into the Holy of Holies, because he felt, he knew through the grace of God that she is going to be the future Mother of Christ, of the Messiah that is coming. And he allowed her to come in there and showed her a place where she can come all the time to pray. And she was be praying in there, and the angel, Archangel Gabriel, would come, and he would give her, teach her things, and give her the holy food from the kingdom of heaven. And she would be praying most of the time in the Holy of Holies. And once in a while, though, she would go to the other children that live close by there. And she would be learning how to knit and embroider, do stuff like that. But most of the time, she spent the time in the Holy of Holies with the angels. My beloved, she is our mother. She knew that her son suffered for my sins and for your sins, and he put all our sins on the cross and on himself, so that we'll be free from the responsibility if we believe in him. And if we believe in him, he is willing to save us. He came to save the sinners, not the righteous ones, as he said before. My beloved, he wants us to love him as he loves us. He gave his life for us, and you have to recognize that. The Mother of God, Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, she, knowing that we were the cause of his suffering, when she suffered, she didn't suffer when she gave a birth to him, but she suffered so much when she saw him being beaten and finally being crucified and being on the cross and then speared with a spear on his side, my beloved. And she knew that this was because of our sins, and yet she forgave us all, because she also loves us. She is like our mother too, because we receive the Holy Communion. When we receive the Holy Communion, the Lord is actually living in our hearts with the God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And my beloved, you and me, we have to recognize that, and we have to try to love the Lord in return, and the Mother of God, because she has sacrificed her life for him. She had sacrificed her life, and she had did everything to try to bring us to the kingdom of heaven, even though she knows that we were the cause of her son's suffering. And yet she forgave us, and she loves us as our sons, as we are her children, because we received the Holy Communion, and she knows that the Lord is living in our heart. Now, beloved, we have to work on ourselves to become more and more pious and to try to live according to the gospel. The main thing that we have to remember that our God is God of love, and He gave us a commandment to love God with all our heart and mind and soul, and love God more than we love ourselves, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But not only the neighbors, the Lord told us that to love also our enemies. So don't ever allow the pride to come in and start to get mad at each other, and just always to forgive. And when somebody attacks you, somebody causes you harm, and then it tells you off or something, you just thank the Lord that you have a chance to prove your humility. Because, my beloved, without humility, we're not going to make it to heaven. We have to have the humility, for God resists the proud, because the pride is what caused the devil from the beginning, because he thought he doesn't need God. He didn't ever saw God. No one saw God before. And then he said, I could be my own boss. I could be my own God and rule everybody. And the pride took over. And so the Lord doesn't want us to have the pride. And we can be sure, we know that we have pride is when we get offended, when somebody tells us off or does something bad to us, and we get offended, we get hurt. We shouldn't get hurt. We should remember what kind of hurts the Lord had taken for us, and what kind of hurts the Mother of God, our Theotokos, of what she had taken because of us, how she saw her son suffering on the cross and before that, and she still forgave us. She is not holding any grudges against us. On the contrary, she is our helper. So she is a great power against the evil one. So when the evil one attacks us, let's cry out to her so that we will get the help from her, and she will cast the demons away from us. And of course, we have our guardian angel also that we should remember more, and because he is always willing to cast away the demons from us. But the demon gets attached to us because of our pride. So fight against the pride. Don't allow the pride to take over in your heart. And you will know when it does take over, when you start to get offended, when people start to go against you and do things against you. So try to conquer that, my beloved. And then we will try to live according to the Lord's commandment to have love, because our God is God of love, and He wants us to love and to conquer things by love, not by evil, not giving evil for evil, but to conquer the evil by doing good, and to praying our hearts out for those who do something evil and do something bad, as if we are the ones that were doing something bad. So, my beloved, let's try to remember that and live according to the gospel, and to strive to be able to forget about this temporary life and think less of it and think more and more about the kingdom of heaven, and how to purify our heart so that we'll be able to meet our Lord in the kingdom of heaven, and the Mother of God and all the saints, our guardian angel, and all the saints in the kingdom of heaven, and rejoice forever in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.